Welcome to All About Virginia. I'm Katie Rosenbaum for the Virginia Voice. We start today with historic Garden Week in Virginia, April 20 through 27, found in Albemarle Magazine, the February-March 2024 issue. The Garden Club of Virginia celebrates the beauty of the land, conserves the gifts of nature, and challenges future generations to build on this heritage. The member organization presents educational programs and makes awards to encourage community conservation and beautification projects. Most notably, the Garden Club of Virginia is recognized for its historic Garden Week. The owners of more than 100 of Virginia's most beautiful private properties will open their front doors and garden gates to raise funds to restore and preserve the state's public gardens. The 2024 event encompasses 29 tours organized and hosted by 48 Garden Clubs of Virginia member clubs, and additional gardens open in Charlottesville, Upperville, and Gloucester. Every year, the properties opened for Historic Garden Week and the tours offered are different, making each year a unique experience, says Debbie Lewis, president of the Garden Club of Virginia, GCV. Presented by the Garden Club of Virginia since 1929, tours typically include access to the grounds and interiors of 3 to 5 private properties which guests can walk to or drive to in their cars. Some tours require shuttle transportation, which is included in the ticket price. All properties feature spectacular flower arrangements created by GCV members, emphasizing seasonal, garden-grown materials and plants native to Virginia, Lewis adds. Historic Garden Week proceeds fund the restoration and preservation of nearly 50 of Virginia's historic public gardens. This annual event funds a historic landscape research fellowship program that is building a comprehensive library of the Commonwealth's important gardens and landscapes. Since its inception in 1996, it has documented 31 landscapes. Visitors can see stately manors, renovated farmhouses, city townhomes, and waterfront villas, explains Fran Carden, the event's chairman. Gardens range from formal 18th century terraces to landscaped backyards with outdoor kitchens. There are boxwood mazes, charming courtyards, and cutting gardens. Historic Garden Week offers something for everyone, Garden notes. Albemarle, Charlottesville, April 21st, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hosted by the Albemarle, Charlottesville, and Riviana Garden Clubs, Nan Brody, Amy Harris, and Caroline Sheffley. April 30th, Morven, 791 Morven Drive, Charlottesville, National Register of Historic Places and Virginia Landmarks Register. Morven was part of the original 1730 Carter family land grant. It was known to Thomas Jefferson as Indian Camp, which he purchased for his adoptive son, Colonel William Short, in 1795, who sold Morven to David Higginbotham in 1813. The 3-story brick manor house at Morven was built circa 1820 in the late Georgian federal style by builder Martin Thacker for David Higginbotham. Its 19th century ambience remains even after 20th and 21st century additions and interior renovations. The last private owner, the late John Klug, gave the property to the University of Virginia Foundation in 2001. Extraordinary grounds feature the formal and cutting gardens renovated by Annette Hoyt Flanders in the 1930s. Tulips, phlox, lilacs, and dudzia, among other shrubs and perennials, fill a series of distinct garden rooms. Notable trees include centuries-old Osage orange, a state champion Chinese chestnut, a dove tree, and several mature magnolias, oaks, and ash. A Klug addition in the mid-1990s, an authentic Japanese garden provides a serene and unique experience and is open to HGW visitors this spring, weather permitting. Morven was a charter property opened for the first historic garden week in 1929 and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places and the Virginia Landmarks Register. Free Union House and Garden Tour, April 21st, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. With sweeping views of the Blue Ridge Mountains, the Albemarle Charlottesville Tour showcases three different properties in Free Union, located 10 miles north of Charlottesville. This self-driving tour includes a property with beautifully structured gardens, paths, and an orchard featured for the first time on Historic Garden Week. The second property is the Ballard Maupin Cabin, a restored late 18th century farmhouse nestled against a tree-lined pond. Third is Waterperry Farm, a 19th century estate transformed into an expansive botanical garden boasting several lush garden rooms with water features, sculpture, and a greenhouse. Visitors are encouraged to wear comfortable walking shoes since properties are extensive and require a lot of walking. 2314 Chapel Spring Road, Free Union. Intending to create a home that felt like it had always been there, Jean and Gina Sullenberger built their house in 2004. The landscape plan evolved to take advantage of the site's natural beauty. Gina's passion for gardening and structure is evident in the variety of garden rooms she has created. Mature American boxwoods enclose the entrance courtyard. Her love of boxwoods can be seen throughout the property. Of particular interest are specimens of Korean boxwood, Nana, at the end of the woodland trail. The kitchen, vegetable, and cut flower gardens are all thoughtfully designed with form and function in mind. The artistically designed fences allow Gina to grow a diverse plant palette. The formal composition of the cut flower garden, which includes a fountain and a sitting area, all sing, and the English greenhouse and garden shed are as beautiful as they are functional. A moss-covered path meanders through a woodland garden, taking visitors to an orchard with stunning views of Flat Top Mountain. A children's playhouse, the most recent addition to the property, is nestled in the woods next to the orchard. Beyond the orchard stands a magnificent native dogwood tree considered one of the oldest dogwoods in Albemarle County. Ballard Maupin Cabin, 4257 Ballard Mill Road, Free Union. The Ballard Maupin House is listed on the National Register of Historic Places and the Virginia Landmarks Register. It is believed to have been built for Thomas Ballard sometime soon after the purchase of the land in 1750. It exhibits typical form and construction features utilized in Western Virginia during and shortly after Western European settlement. It remained in the Ballard family until it was sold in 1854 to Gabriel Maupin. After Maupin died in 1866, it remained in the family until 1990. The current owner and her husband carefully restored the home in 1994 and 95. Fewer than a dozen of these property types were left in Albemarle County at the end of the 20th century. Visitors will see evidence of its history in the handmade bricks, hand-planed ceiling boards, double-beaded ceiling joists, and random-width heart pine floors, all dating from the 1700s. The house also contains rose-headed nails and a six-panel wooden door with applied moldings dating from the early 1800s. Rock-lined gardens of daffodils, crane-billed geraniums, iris, peonies, and other spring flowers surround the house along with fruit trees, linden, American hornbeam, witch hazel, paper bark maple, walnut, and yellow trees. Waterberry Farm, 4284 Ballard Mill Road, Free Union. Inspired by Waterbury Gardens in Oxfordshire, England, the owner has transformed the pastures and farm buildings that once surrounded the house into a botanical garden oasis with more than 500 species of trees, shrubs, and plants. A self-taught landscape designer, she has developed elegant garden rooms, meandering paths, fountains, a pond with a waterfall, a reflecting pool, a custom greenhouse, iron gates, and fences, all decorated with garden sculptures. Like a painting on a canvas, the designs create a backdrop for composition of color and texture, enjoyable to experience at any time of the year. From delicate ephemerals to giant conifers and everything in between, each plant has its place and is lovingly cared for at Waterbury. Hundreds of trees have been added to complement the mighty ash, walnut, linden, pine, and oak that were original to the property. Visitors will enjoy touring extensive gardens and grounds, a greenhouse, a guest carriage house, a pool, and other water features. Places of interest, April 22, University of Virginia. Founded by Thomas Jefferson and established in 1819, the University of Virginia is the only American university designated as a World Heritage Site. Thomas Jefferson's Academical Village on the National Register of Historic Places and the Virginia Landmarks Register is also designated a National Historic Landmark. For more information about Historic Garden Week at UVA, visit officearchitecture.virginia.edu/historicgardenweek. Cars Hill, National Register of Historic Places and the Virginia Landmarks Register. Located on the hill above the corner of Rugby Road and University Avenue, Cars Hill has been home to 9 university presidents and their families and is currently occupied by University President Jim Ryan and his family. In 2009, the university celebrated the centennial of Cars Hill, designed as the president's residence by the New York architecture firm McKinn, Mead, and White. Listed on the National Registry of Historic Places, the house was part of the late 1890s to 1900s building campaign that also included Cabell, Roos, Cock, and Garnett Halls, and the North Portico and Rotunda interior. Cars Hill is a private home. Only certain areas are open. The house may be toured from 1 to 3 p.m. The garden is open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. free admission. Pavilion Gardens at the University of Virginia and the Edgar Allan Poe Room. The Garden Club of Virginia restored the gardens and surrounding serpentine walls with proceeds from Historic Garden Week, beginning with the West Pavilion Gardens in 1947. The West Gardens were restored between 1947 and 1953, and the East Gardens between 1960 and 1965. All East and West Gardens will be open all day. Select East Pavilion rooms will be open as well as the Edgar Allan Poe Room. Number 13, West Range. The Albert and Shirley Small Special Collections Library. Special Program, Garden Treasures from the UVA Albert and Shirley Small Special Collections Library, 1 to 1:45 p.m. in the auditorium, limited to 25 participants on a first-come basis. The Arboretum and Botanical Gardens at the UVA Darden School of Business. The Arboretum and Botanical Gardens at the UVA Darden School of Business provide a new landscape oasis for the Forum Hotel. The Arboretum includes ornamental gardens that transition to native Piedmont woodlands along a naturalized pond and stream. Themed gardens, event terraces, and paths complete the landscape. A small guided arboretum tour will be held at 11 a.m., limited to 25 participants on a first-come basis. The Rotunda. The Rotunda was designed by Thomas Jefferson as the architectural and academic heart of the university's community of scholars. Jefferson modeled the rotunda after the Pantheon, a second-century temple in Rome. Construction began in 1822 and was completed in 1828. The building served as the university library for more than a century. rotunda.virginia.edu. The Memorial to Enslaved Laborers. Located near the rotunda, the memorial highlights the significance of the people enslaved by the university and its residents in constructing and maintaining the university and grounds. The memorial is designed for healing, learning, and inspiring action. mel.virginia.edu. The Garden Club of Virginia was founded in 1920. Its mission is to conserve the gifts of nature, to restore and preserve historic landscapes of the Commonwealth, to cultivate the knowledge and love of gardening, and to lead future generations to build on this heritage. Stanton, April 20th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., hosted by the Augusta Garden Club. A stroll by the charming cottages and stately colonial revivals on Ridgeview Road provides a picturesque snapshot of Stanton's early 20th century residential development. Step inside four homes designed by noted local architect Samuel Collins of the T.J. Collins and Sons firm and see his inspired use of classical details, complemented by the owner's creative updates. The gardens, one of which was designed by the renowned landscape architect Charles Gillette, are graced with white picket fences, boxwood hedges, flowering borders, and landscaped patios. Tour talks feature the neighborhood's history, one owner's National Register listing journey, and the skilled work of Sam Collins. Orange County, April 20th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., hosted by Dolly Madison Garden Club. With the Blue Ridge Mountain scenery as their backdrop, five land-rich properties located in Greene and Madison counties, both neighbor of Orange County, will demonstrate how to bring nature right up to the doorstep. By controlling invasive plants, preserving forests, planting wildflower meadows, and integrating native trees, shrubs, vines, and wildflowers into the home landscapes and gardens, these properties will show tour-goers how nature can be fully respected in the design of home gardens. With protecting the natural world utmost in mind, the owners of these properties, each under conservation easement, have created a home for themselves as well as for birds, pollinators, and other wildlife. Each property offers its own unique landscape features, scenic vistas, and architectural styles from grand mansions to country cottages. Lynchburg, April 23, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., hosted by the Hillside Garden Club, the Lynchburg Garden Club. Lynchburg's Historic Garden Week Tour gives visitors access to five properties showcasing the city's architectural diversity and horticultural beauty, including the residence of the headmaster of the Virginia Episcopal School, a private school founded in 1916. Located in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, their homes and gardens epitomize a fusion of tradition and innovation that characterizes this vibrant community. Harrisonburg, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., hosted by Spotswood Garden Club. Harrisonburg's tour showcases northern Rockingham County, an area filled with history, majestic views, and verdant farmland. This self-driving tour follows the Great Wagon Road, now U.S. Route 11, north. Begin at the lodge at Melrose Caverns, built on land granted to the Harrison family before the Revolutionary War and still owned by direct descendants. The cavern contains Civil War artifacts. Further north is the stately Court Manor, once home to exotic animals and two Kentucky Derby winners. Nearby, New Market offers shopping, dining, and museums, making for a full day in a historic setting. Roanoke, April 27, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., hosted by the Mill Mountain Garden Club and Roanoke Valley Garden Club. Roanoke, the Star City of the South, is the thriving economic and transportation hub city of Southwest Virginia. The spring tour features private homes and gardens in the lovely Lakewood neighborhood, which has not been featured on Historic Garden Week for over 40 years. This hidden gem of a community offers varied architectural styles and gardens, from an English arts and crafts home built in 1926 to a traditional 1950s colonial. Each home is full of historic charm and modern updates for today's families. Each property boasts a pool and an outdoor entertaining area. There is even an expansive tree house constructed for family time during the pandemic. Featured gardens present a variety of hardwoods and plantings, including over 200 boxwoods and a Peter Rabbit garden. Much more than a fundraiser, Historic Garden Week is a cherished springtime tradition for both Garden Club of Virginia, GCV, members who come together to produce the fundraiser and for the nearly 25,000 people who attend the event. As the only statewide house and garden tour in the nation, proceeds are used to preserve and restore historic public gardens in Virginia while showcasing large and small communities across the Commonwealth. Since its inception in 1996, GCV's fellowship program has documented 31, perhaps the most important, this enduring legacy brings our membership together towards a common goal, Debbie Lewis, GCV president, adds. Historic Garden Week would not be possible without the hard work of the Garden Club Virginia 3,400 members, Lewis adds with pride. To appreciate the expansiveness of Historic Garden Week, we like to share some surprising numbers, Fran Carden, Historic Garden Week chairman, notes. Besides the lovely interiors and gardens visitors can see, over 1,000 spectacular floral arrangements will be created to decorate rooms open to the public. Most of the plant materials will come from GCV members' gardens, Carden explains. Historic Garden Week celebrates a particular flower featured in its marketing materials each year. When we photographed the property in Suffolk featured on the front of the 2024 guidebook, the owners, Hydrangea macrophylla, Nico Blue, were at their peak, Carden says. It was an obvious choice to grace the 2024 Historic Garden Week poster, Carden continues. Hydrangea mainly flower in shades of blue, pink, and purple, and white. Everyone loves hydrangeas because they are showy and easy to grow, Carden points out. For gardeners, Nico Blue is a favorite. It's one of the best shrubs to add color, texture, and interest to your garden while producing gorgeous blooms to arrange in your home, she notes. There are many types of hydrangea, Pantacula, Macrophylla, Aborcines, Quirifolio, and Pedilorus, which require different styles of pruning or none at all. Before you prune, determine the type of hydrangea you have and prune accordingly, as some blooms on new wood, old wood, or both, Carden says. It's true the chemistry of the garden soil determines the color of the hydrangea. The Nico Blue prefers acidic soil. If the ground is more neutral, the color of the blooms will be pinker. If you want blue hydrangeas, sprinkle a cup of aluminum sulfate around the plant, Carden instructs. Here in Virginia, most people do this task in March, April, or May, she continues. And for the schedule of events, Saturday, April 20th, Ashland, Old Church, Gloucester, Matthews County, Morven, Albemarle County, Old Town Alexandria, Orange County, Stanton, and Suffolk. Sunday, April 21st, gardens at Goshen, Gloucester, Albemarle County, and Charlottesville, Historic Berkeley, Shirley, and Westover, Leesburg. Monday, April 22, Historic Berkeley, Shirley, and Westover, Leesburg. Tuesday, April 23, Fairfax County, McLean, Fredericksburg, Lynchburg, Petersburg, Richmond, Windsor Farms, and Nottingham, Williamsburg. Wednesday, the 24th of April, Hampton, Newport News, Pocosin, Harrisonburg, Martinsville, Northern Neck, Richmond, River Hill, Virginia Beach. Thursday, April 25th, Danville, Chatham, Norfolk, Oak Springs in Upperville, Richmond, Windsor Farms, Coventry. Friday, April 26th, Middle Peninsula, Essex County, Oak Spring in Upperville, and Saturday, April 27th, Winchester, Chase City, Eastern Shore, and Roanoke. And that was Historic Garden Week in Virginia, April 20 through 27th, found in Albemarle Magazine, the February-March 2024 issue. And next, also from Albemarle Magazine, February-March 2024, The Timeless Beauty of Hydrangeas. Hydrangeas are a genus of over 75 species and 600 named cultivars that are native to a wide range of regions and countries. Although the hydrangeas' leaves and flowers appear delicate, they don't require a lot of tender care. Growing hydrangeas successfully starts with the planting process. It's all about timing, location, and healthy soil. Hydrangea, that is Hydrangea macrophylla, also known as big leaf hydrangea, is a deciduous shrub with green foliage and big puffy flowers that appear from late spring until midsummer. With the right conditions and care, hydrangeas are actually reasonably easy to grow. Hydrangea DIY. Location and light. Knowing where to plant hydrangea shrubs is an essential first step, especially in climates with warm summers, and blue hydrangeas are no exception. The best place to plant hydrangeas is in a sheltered spot with sunny mornings and shady afternoons. You often find this on the north or south side of your home. Too much intensive heat and sunlight may cause the big leaves to wilt. Avoid planting directly underneath trees, which can lead to competition for water and nutrients. High winds can rip and damage leaves and destroy the flowers. Planting. Fall is the best season to plant hydrangeas, followed by early spring. The idea is to give the shrub plenty of time to establish a healthy root system before blooming. Plant in holes 2 feet wider than the root ball. The best time of day to plant is early morning or late afternoon. The cooler parts of the day offer protection against heat stress. Keep new plants well watered until established. Soil. Hydrangeas grow well in soil containing an abundance of organic materials. Good drainage is vital. While hydrangeas like moist soil, they cannot tolerate being waterlogged. Soggy, poorly draining soil can cause root rot. In heavy soil, consider mixing in plenty of compost before planting to improve soil quality. Water. Hydrangea, which is not drought tolerant, benefits from regular irrigation. Be sure to water at a rate of 1 inch per week throughout the growing season. Deeply water 3 times a week to encourage root growth. All varieties benefit from consistent moisture. Use a soaker hose to water deeply and keep moisture off the flowers and leaves. Watering in the morning will help prevent hydrangeas from wilting during hot days. Mulch. Add mulch underneath hydrangeas to keep the soil moist and cool. An organic mulch breaks down over time, adding nutrients and improving soil texture. Pruning. While hydrangeas may not require pruning every year, pruning is needed if the plant is spindly or overgrown. Blue hydrangeas bloom on brown, woody stems from the previous season. For the best results, prune after summer blooming, but before new buds emerge, usually in early August. Pruning after that point removes next year's flowers. And that was Hydrangeas, the Timeless Beauty of Hydrangeas, found in Albemarle Magazine, February and March, 2024. And that's all of the time we have for today. I'm Katie Rosenbaum for the Virginia Voice.